Now, models, you know plenty of them, that is fine, but do not become a servant to the model. If a framework helps you organise the answer, use it. If it does not help, leave it alone. Do not create irrelevant points just because a model has six boxes and you only have four useful things to say. The examiner reports have warned repeatedly about candidates doing exactly that. The model is scaffolding, the answer is the building. The same applies to stakeholder analysis. Do not mechanically label a group high power, high interest, and think the analysis is finished. For HASPA World's non-business active family shareholders, for example, 30% is the collective shareholding. Their actual power depends on the specific decision, the voting arrangements, whether they act together, and the position of other shareholders. The classification is not the mark. The reasoning is. Now, scepticism. This is another professional skill students often misunderstand. Skepticism does not mean filling your answer with questions such as, do we really believe this, or should we not be worried? A professional questioning attitude is usually expressed as a statement. Suppose a new exhibit contains a very optimistic forecast for visitor numbers after a major investment. A sceptical response might say, the forecast appears optimistic because it assumes a significant increase in visitors despite HASPA World's recent growth rate remaining well below the industry average. Management should therefore test the assumptions behind the forecast before relying on it for the investment decision. That is scepticism. You challenged the claim, you explained why, you identified what needs checking, and you did it professionally. No aggression, no sarcasm, no rhetorical questions. That matters particularly in this case because you may be writing to members of the Glenn family about a business their family has built over more than 50 years. You can challenge them without insulting them. Commercial acumen matters in the same way. A technically attractive recommendation is not automatically a good recommendation. Can HASPA World implement it? Does it fit the business? Does it create new risks? What would it cost? How would customers react? What capabilities would be needed? Would the family shareholders accept it? Do we actually have the evidence to answer those questions? Or does the new exhibit leave important information missing? That is what commercial thinking looks like.